Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 36 of Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. I hope you've all had a good Christmas and a good Christmas break. We're working hard, so here's Shalina.
Hi Shrek, how are you?
I'm good.
So, Christmas is finished. We now have to do the clear up, the decluttering of the Christmas stuff, the Christmas chaos.
What happened at your Christmas?
Oh, it's over here. But, you know, there's so many things that happen. You know, there's been the guests, the food, the decorations, the presents. So we need to deal with all of that accumulated into your house in a short space of time. It's all over now. It's very sad. But now let's do the decluttering and organizing, okay? So first thing to do is the packaging from the presents. So if you receive presents which were not vouchers and you receive physical presents, especially for the toys, what you need to do is remove those items from the packaging. So, you know, remove the boxes that you don't need. Boxes take up so much space. The amount of times I have to declutter empty boxes. You know, if you are one of those people that is very good at selling items after you've used it for a while, you know, with toys or baby items. If you are one of those people, yes, keep the boxes. But if you're not and you keep on saying you're going to sell something and then you never do, don't keep the box. Go take the box to the recycling center and keep the assembly instructions if you need it or the instructions on how to use the item. And talking a recycling center, create an area which will be the recycling center. So there is going to be loads of stuff from the food packaging, the toys, the presents, wrapping.
Cards, envelopes, yeah, all
there's
of that.
There's going to be all of that. So make a bag, you know, one of those heavy-duty shopping bags. Put all the recycling in there or have a special bin for it so that it's all in one area and then you can take that outside when you need to. Another thing to do is to start organizing the toys. So if you did have time before, you would have made space for the new toys coming in. If you didn't have time to do that, then now is the time to do it. So you've had the new toys in, so use the 2-for-1 rule. If one thing comes in, two things have to leave. So then start decluttering the old toys, the ones that are broken, don't work anymore, don't get played with, painful and noisy to listen to. Remove those ones out of your life and donate it. You know, give it to kids who, you know, there's charities that collect the toys, or if you know anybody that would appreciate those toys, give it to them. And do it quickly. You know, don't spend about half an hour going for all the toys and getting rid of these toys that you don't need and making enough room for the new toys that are coming in. Another thing to think about is also about rotating the toys. So the kids might have gotten a lot of toys, so you don't want them to play with all of the toys that have come in, because it can get overwhelming for them as well if they have too many toys to play with. You know, they won't notice the new toys. To take that moment to then start rotating it. So take out, like, say, half of the toys, put them in a storage box and put them away somewhere, say in the storeroom or top of the wardrobe, and then let them play with the toys that they have in front of them for a month and then rotate it. And that's a great way to make sure that they make the most of all the toys that they have. Another thing to think about as well is, where is all the stuff right now? So when you open the presents, it was in the lounge most probably, right? Next to the Christmas tree. And all that stuff has just been lying there. Now is the time to move it to the right place. So everything should have a place for it. So move that stuff, whether it be in your wardrobe, in the playroom, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, move those things to the right places and make sure that they have a place in their new room. And so you have the Christmas tree up. When you're taking it down, look at the decorations and see which ones are broken, because some of them might have broken or might look too old now. And you might have been looking at them while it was on the Christmas tree going, actually, I really don't like this decoration. Why is it here? Now is the time to remove it from your life altogether. Put it into the recycling center, or if it's too dangerous, put it in the trash bag. But get those out, then start wrapping all the decorations properly and put them into a proper box, which is labelled Christmas decoration, so that it's easier for you to find moving forward every year. And the same with the tree. If you use a fake tree like I do, wrap that up and put it back in its box so that it can go back into its place in your house. Or go through all your Christmas presents. So there might have been some Christmas presents that you didn't actually like. See if you had the gift receipts for them. If you do, put those presents and the gift receipt into a shopping bag and put it in your car immediately. So the next time you're at the mall, you can go give it back. The sooner you can do that, the better. But of course, watch out, because if it's sales right now, it might be chaotic in the malls at this time. But see on the receipt how long you've got until you have to give it back. If you've got a few weeks to give back the item, wait for 2 weeks and then go and give back the item. But do make sure that you have everything that needs to be returned or exchange together in one place. And I always say put it in the car, because then you won't forget it.
Well, the same thing also with the lights and other decorations that you might put out, right? Like when you're putting them back, that's the best time to declutter them. If there's an issue with the lights, you know, you might have something that is broken or something that broke because it was up. Some light things go out. If it's not fixable, if it's nothing, then this is a good time to get rid of it and look at something else for the coming year.
You want to clear the space. You want to get rid of things that shouldn't be in the house anymore. So the donations, the recycling, the trash, throw them all out. Then clean the house, you know, get a maid in or clean it yourself, mop it, dust it. Start afresh. It's a new year coming up soon, so you want to make sure that the house looks spotless and clean. And it's also a good time to start decluttering on other items such as clothes as well. So it's a new, you know, you're getting to the end of the year. Do you need certain items of clothes? So it's a good time to take them out as well and to donate them at the same time when you're dropping off the other donations. So yeah, but for now, I think this is a, you know, you want to just bring the house back into some semblance of order after Christmas, because it can get so cluttered and chaotic. So these are my tips for today on that.
That's it for this episode. This is also going to be our last episode for the year 2018, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I think we wanted to just take a quick moment, you know, thank everybody for listening in over the course of this year, week after week, that too, you know, it's been great. It's been so much fun to do this show. And yeah, we're looking forward to being back. Granted, a week from today, but in the new year. And we've got a special episode lined up for that.
We do. And I will want to personally as well thank you all for listening and sharing your thoughts and reviews. And if you do have any more thoughts, and if you would like us to talk about anything in the future, just leave us a message on our social media at DeclutterMe, or you can leave a message as well on my website at declutterme.com. And yeah, we hope to talk to you next year.
Yeah, and if you haven't done it already, I don't know why you haven't, but you can subscribe to the show in any podcast player. That includes Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, streaming apps like Spotify and Anghami as well. Until next year.
Bye.